What's going on, man? Look, I didn't want to waste any time. I just wanted to kind of jump into this, kind of experimenting with something. I don't even know if I'm going to put an intro on this like I usually do. But so, yeah, look, I got two videos to show y'all. And I want y'all to watch these two videos and then decide if there's more to this situation or not. Because I think you're going to have a lot of questions, or maybe just one question, but you're going to have a question, you know, after watching these two videos. So let me go ahead and load these up, and we're going to jump right into it. And then, you know, as usual, I'm going to just give you my thoughts.
A Fort Worth woman who shot and killed a teenager she says was breaking into her rental home told us today how the incident has changed her life. Police have not filed charges for the shooting, and they plan to submit the case for a grand jury review. Aaliyah Wallace talked exclusively with Fox 4's Sean Rabb, who joins us now live. Sean.
Aaliyah Wallace bought a gun to protect herself and her family, she tells me, after a rash of break-ins in her apartment. Those happened while she and her family were not at home. But on December 14th, twice that day, while she was home with her kids, someone tried to get in.
I was cleaning my living room, sweeping my floor, and I heard her window start going back up. So I went and I looked in the hallway, and I could see him standing at the window, lifting it up, and I just shot.
Gunshots that killed 14-year-old Devin Baker at the bedroom window of Aaliyah Wallace's 8-year-old daughter early morning, December 14th.
It's bothering me that he was a kid.
The incident happened not long after police left Wallace's home after responding to her 911 call about someone trying to break into her duplex.
So I called him at 1:22 a.m. We talked for like 30 minutes. They did a report, took pictures of everything, and then they left.
I believe there were reports that you had been burglarized or attempted burglaries before?
Yes, I have like 3 or 4 police reports before this night.
So what has happened since this incident?
The apartment called and told me that I was not supposed to have a gun at all, even though I kept calling them and telling them somebody was breaking in. They told me I could not have a gun and that I have 30 days to vacate.
And how does that make you feel?
Feel like I'm back at square one. I've been there for 6 years, so now I don't know what to do.
This case is going to the grand jury. It's a referral, as they call it, and they're going to let citizens decide. What do you want people to know about you, Aaliyah Wallace?
That I was only protecting my kids. I have 4 daughters. It's just me and my 4 daughters that stay there. I just was protecting my daughters.
How do you feel about what happened?
I'm devastated that he was 14. I hate that. I literally do, and I'm so sorry. But at that point, I had to think about my babies. I didn't know he was 14 when he was on the other side of that window. All I knew that somebody could come in here and hurt me or my kids. Mm. That's it.
So now Wallace lived in federally subsidized housing. We're seeking clarity on whether she can be evicted. She's concerned that if she is convicted, it would be difficult to find new housing for her and her 4 girls. We called the apartment complex today. The manager there told us to call the corporate office. We did so. The corporate office said, get your information from the local apartment complex. No answers for our questions today.
Damn. So, all right. So you saw that first video. And I think what the reporter meant was evicted. You know, if she is evicted, then it'd be hard for her to find another place. Not convicted. But I mean, the police did send it to a grand jury to decide if she's going to face any charges. So, yeah, that was the first video. You saw what was going on there leading up to this. Now, this next video that I'm about to show, The mother of this young man, she believes that there's more to the story, I guess, than what, you know, she's been told. So let's go ahead and play that one.
Police are investigating after a Fort Worth teen was shot and killed early Thursday morning after allegedly attempting to break into a home in the Rosemont neighborhood. Olivia Leach spoke with the teen's mother, who's pleading for answers tonight.
My son had a lot of dreams, and he was so talented. I don't get it.
Fort Worth police say they were called to South Crest Court in the Rosemont neighborhood of the city early Thursday morning for a call about a prowler. When they got there, a woman told them several people were attempting to break into her home, but they had left the scene. Shortly after, police got a second 911 call from the woman who said the burglars came back. But when police returned to the scene, they found Latoya Lander's 14-year-old son, Devin Baker, lying on the ground in front of the home with a gunshot wound to the torso. Police say the woman who had reported the break-ins shot him. He died on scene.
It's like I'm in a dream. Because I'm looking at all the things he have at home. And I have to drive by where my son laid.
Tonight, Devin's family and friends came together to honor him at a balloon release outside of Rosemont Middle School, where he was an eighth grader.
And son, I'll see you again. I love you so much.
But his family says there has to be more to the story.
No, I know my child. I know him. I know him, and it doesn't add up.
Latoya says she wants more answers from police.
I feel like they need to dig deeper, you know, because I know if something else happened that caused my son's demise.
Detectives say the woman who shot the teen had reported break-ins and attempted break-ins at her home before, and that she is cooperating with the investigation, but no one has been arrested.
I feel like it's very wrong. He had so many dreams. My son was not a criminal.
In a letter to the Rosemont Middle School community, school officials extended their sympathy to the family and said their hearts were heavy after learning of the death of a Rosemont student. Additional counseling was made available for any students who needed extra support. In Fort Worth, Olivia Leach.
All right, man. So, yeah. yeah, you saw both of those stories. Or both of those videos, you know, so the mother of this young man, she believes that there's more to this story. But here's my thing, and I'm probably sure this is what everybody else is asking. What the hell was this 14-year-old doing out at what was like 1 o'clock in the morning? You know, I know kids are out of school for the holiday break or whatever, but still, break or not, what was he doing out at that time of the morning at 14 years old, you know, without any type of adult supervision? And I mean proper adult supervision, because there's just no good that can come from that. And what business did he have to be at this woman's home? I get it. His family's upset, and it's tragic and unfortunate, you know. But I think we have to start looking at things from a logical and just common sense perspective. Aaliyah Wallace did what I think most people would have done in a situation like that. Her home was burglarized before, and she's filed multiple police reports. So she decided to go out and purchase a firearm, which is a constitutional right. You know, she wanted to protect herself and her family. So, I mean, what else is there left for her to do? You know, and she lives in subsidized housing, which I guess she was told that she wasn't supposed to have a firearm there or whatever. So now she's facing an eviction, which is probably not legal, but what was she supposed to do? Was she supposed to just sit there and wait for this kid to break in to see if he's going to hurt her and her family? I mean, yeah, she could have called the cops, but yeah, with the cops, it takes some time for them to get there, you know. But again, we're talking about 1 o'clock in the morning, And maybe this kid shouldn't have been over. I mean, well, he shouldn't have been over there, you know, even if he meant no harm. Because I know a lot of folks out here, they like playing these pranks and all that stuff. But with something like this, who's going to stand around to find out if this guy was serious or not? But see, this right here is just one of those examples of how you can just be minding your own business and somebody comes along and just turn your whole world upside down because of a silly decision that they chose to make. Like I said, he shouldn't have been over there. He shouldn't have been over there in the first place. This entire situation could have been avoided. But now it just seems as if Aaliyah Wallace is the one who is being made to, I guess, suffer the consequences or because of this young man's decisions. Poor decision. And then in addition with, you know, having to deal with being evicted, you know, this is something that she's going to have to live with for the rest of her life. She's going to have that on her mind. And, you know, for the mother of this young man and just anybody else who might want to, you know, go to the news, because I know, you know, it's only natural that we want to defend our loved ones when it comes to situations like this, you know, because we don't want them to be painted in, I guess, a certain light. But I would suggest maybe slowing down, gathering your emotions. And as hard as it may be, you have to try your best to take your emotions out of the equation so that you can see things better and just get a clear understanding of what's going on. And just so you can have a clear understanding of the situation, because it all goes back to what I was saying. What was he doing over there? Did he know Aaliyah Wallace? And if not, why was he at her apartment outside of the window to her place? So, you know, hopefully there isn't more to it. But it's just a little something to think about. But do you think there's more to this story than what's being put out there? Or was this kid just out and about involved in activities and just making bad decisions that eventually cost him his life? So I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe. Peace, y'all.